Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is specially presented by Waterbird. That is right. Waterbird's canned cocktails. You can find them in grocery stores, a convenience store, a liquor store near you. They make high-quality canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. Waterbird's ranch water, fantastic. If you never had ranch water, real premium Blanco tequila, sparkling water, lime juice, fantastic. I'm an Austinite from Texas. Tell you what, ranch water, very popular there. It is delicious, must have. You got to try Waterbirds. It's the ultimate refreshment. Makes their ranch water with real tequila, not from sugar or malt like all the others in the market. Waterbird also makes a delicious tequila margarita. The Waterbird tequila margarita is made with Waterbird's real premium Blanco tequila, distilled in Mexico, sparkling water, lime juice, triple sec, and a little pinch of salt. No mixing, none of that necessary. Waterbird canned, all ready to go. Don't need anything else there. It's all right there. The ranch water, awesome. Tequila margarita, just as good. Maybe even better. Who knows? Try them both. Figure out which one you like the best. Again, maybe you're going to like both of them. But try Waterbird. You can find them grocery store, convenience store, liquor store near you. Thank you to Waterbird for sponsoring this podcast. All right, welcome to The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast presented by Waterbird. This is the eighth bracket we've done here, and we are adding, whenever he's able to join in, our good friend Coley.
It's true. Thank you for the clapping.
Very exciting.
Welcome. And you're in for a good
one. You may know Coley from his fictional debates team, Jay-Z's verse from Monsters.
Reminder, if you've never listened to or watched Fictional Debate, definitely watch it. Go on the Lights, Camera, Barstool YouTube page and make sure to watch all Fictional Debates.
You just want people furious in their homes? Like, a lack of logic on display? Yeah.
A dead shark.
This episode today, we are doing best combinations. Best combination. And this is, I will say, a quick glance, this is my favorite bracket yet.
Jeff, you still have to name the previous winners.
Yes, all of them.
So it's kind of cheating because I do have the thing up here. The first episode.
Kind of.
The first episode. I don't mean the winners aren't up there, though, so I would have to remember who won. Okay. The first episode, we did worst mascot. The Wizard of Fries from Burger King won, which that I'll never. It's hard to forget that. Yeah. Best gas station snack. The second one we did, that was beef jerky, which still sucks. Best James was the third bracket. Kevin James won. Most boring person, place, or thing. I believe that was online work training.
Yep.
Online work training. The fifth one? Now my list is out, too. Oh, fifth one, 2000s internet things. That was AOL Instant Messenger. That was a very good one. That redeemed it. That was a big redemption for the bracket. Biggest weirdo was the last one, right?
No,
we didn't take a break because of Thanksgiving. Biggest weirdo though were airsoft adults.
Yeah, and people have been tweeting us, by the way, more pictures of airsoft adults, and they're even weirder than I think we thought they were, because there's even worse stuff out there.
And then the worst red thing was last week, which I don't actually remember. 2 weeks, so I don't remember what one.
It was the red screen of death.
Red rings of death. Xbox. The only thing I can think of is Red Lips, Kool-Aid Lips kid from school.
I got red rings on the first Xbox I ever got, and I never got another one.
Yeah. Your PlayStation guy now? Owen strikes me as a Nintendo guy.
PlayStation never do that, where they're like, we'll scoop up your 360 and we'll just...
redeem it?
Yeah, we'll switch. Actually, Xbox may make an appearance tonight. This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Echelon, bringing the gym home. When you're trying to reach your fitness goals,
helped to have world-class instructors in your home choreographing classes, music, favorite artists, Pitbull's in there. That's an artist in there. You get a community of hundreds of thousands of people who can give you that extra push. Echelon going to give that to you. Their fitness app provides you thousands of live and on-demand classes, like I said, with great music. You can work out anytime, day, night, middle of the night, middle of the day, lunchtime, doesn't matter. Pick your class, climb the leaderboard, cheer each other on, all of that. Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. They're certified fitness instructors, supportive, engaging, fun. That's a very important thing when you're working out. And they have a full range of affordable workout equipment, too. Stationary bikes, smart rowers, sleek fitness screens, folding treadmills, all connected to provide the Echelon experience. Around-the-clock classes for the family, including full-body workout programs that keep you coming back. One membership covers a family of five. How about that? Right now, for a limited time, you can get up to $800 off MSRP. To get this exclusive podcast or video, if you're watching it, discount, text LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S, to 818181. 81-81-81. Text LIGHTS to 81-81-81 to get up to $800 off MSRP. Echelon. It's about to be, it's, you know, at that time of year where everyone goes to the fucking gym? They're like, everyone's at the gym. I don't like the gym. Everyone's at the gym. Now you just do it in your home. How about that? Thanks to Echelon for sponsoring this episode. So here we go. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into it. Best combinations. The one seed. One of two food items, I think, on here. There's one of two only food items. The one seed is peanut butter and jelly.
Sure. All right. Yeah, fair. Peanut
butter and jelly against, and this is embarrassing. I think this is a very embarrassing spot for the 16 seed. This is like not winning the trophy named after you. It's literally combos, the snack.
They are a combination.
That feels like that's like an automatic exemption into the tournament because they're named combos. I'll let Kyle start it off. KB, you have, I think, the most advanced thoughts on combos.
On combos?
Yeah, the snack.
Yeah, like they're mucus dust. They're not good.
You did.
Good for snacks.
You found a couple good flavors recently, though.
I like the honey mustard, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but like the pizza, the cheddar cheese, the pizzeria.
Yeah, pizzeria. That's the pizzeria versus pizza. Two different flavors somehow.
Does anyone here not like peanut butter and jelly?
Wait, when we're talking combos, what is the combo?
Pretzel and cheese.
Yeah. What is the other thing? It's not straight up cheese.
Filling.
Pretzel
and filling.
The main combo is not the pretzel one.
Dust and pretzel.
Yeah, that's right. The main combo is like a wafer. It's like just a cracker. But it's like
there's
not
no
even
filling. Right?
No. It's like a baked dough with the cheddar cheese filling. But it's not
okay.
The pretzel one's called like pretzel and cheddar.
You're just calling it filling. That's yeah, all you got for it.
Yeah. Is anyone a PB&J hater, though?
I don't know. Anyone have a peanut allergy?
I don't know.
So nobody. So everyone likes peanut butter and jelly. Is that a shoe-in one seed? Is there a better one seed than PB&J?
I'm not a peanut butter and jelly fan.
Whoa.
Oh, you're not. There That's actually not shocking.
That helps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Like, I make them for my son all the time, so I'll have, like, a bite. It's whatever.
What an insane
player. He just took a bite out of his sandwich.
Jay, you don't even like them, but you still take a bite out of it?
Yeah. That's, like, sadistic.
Your kid is unwrapping.
One of the sneaky best parts of being a dad is just having your kids left.
No, nothing is more unappealing than the bite out of a sandwich from another mouth. Like,
I mean, when it's, like, your kid, like, it's whatever. Like
your kid's gonna show up to school and unwrap his sandwich. There's just a big gnaw taken out of the corner,
covered in.
What's that? That's how I know my dad, my pops.
Marks and the white bread. Ew.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like
that's Steve, the thing
like
about
one of those. What you like? You gotta grind for it.
White bread. It's like there are so many better combinations. I understand it's a classic one. It's very easy. I've recently gotten into the making my kid the Smuckers. That's like the comb. It's like actually a combo. It's a jar of peanut butter and jelly. That's actually so.
Oh no!
I didn't know you were on hard time, Steven.
You need the bread.
Nobody. Wait, like
the do you guys know what I'm talking about?
The Smuckers jar where it's all mixed in.
It's like a strike.
I could go get it from my fridge. Yeah.
Oh no! You know we know
what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, those loitered on the shelves. No one were buying them.
I didn't like know the shitty, those. The squeezy smuckers.
Well, so until you have to make them repeatedly, it's so much easier. So much easier than doing two jars, different knives.
That's not hard.
Yeah, it is. If you do it like all the time, it is.
No.
Don't make me call Jeff.
It only gets easier.
That's crazy. I didn't know anybody bought those. That's an all-time dust collecting grocery store item.
Yeah, no one got those. Even as a child, as like a young naive child, those didn't appeal to me.
No.
There was no novel.
And I imagine how much does that cost compared to a jar of jelly and then peanut butter?
You might save like $2, maybe.
I don't think you do save.
I bet you don't.
Yeah.
You just say time, dishes, like, convenience.
Dishes.
It's $4.99. It's the same. It's basically the same price.
Are you washing out your peanut butter containers?
No, the knife. If you use knife, then it gets like kind of gross in there.
No, not if you're a prolific.
Wait, yeah. Why would it be gross to get jelly in the peanut butter if it's not gross to have a mix of them both?
Another good point.
Because it was like meant to be that way.
Born that way.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, PB and J. I think it's pretty obvious here.
I'd still vote for it over Capo's.
All time staple of whole. Like, if you got PB and J in your house and you in a dire need, it's such an easy thing. It always satisfies.
I mean, Coley's a dad, so I'm suspecting he's had it fairly recently. But like, have you non childbearing people had a peanut butter and jelly in the last year?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My.
There's I don't think so.
A million better things to eat.
Yeah, but it's
better things.
We're not comparing it to like fucking filet mignon. It's like a thing that you can make very quickly, and it's like just like a quick bite. It's like a snack more than like a staple.
It's great. It's salty and sweet. What more do you want?
I think that's a clear win. It's a sweet.
You get crunchy peanut butter.
Toast.
Sweep for PB&J, right?
I still vote for it, yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly moves on. All right, pretty normal matchup. Things are going to start to get a little different here, folks. Some these are out of the box, but honestly, we all know these. The 8 seed is a very famous combination of two very different things. The 8 seed is big trucks and small dicks. Very famous combo indeed. It's one of the first three things you associate big trucks with. Taking on a friend of the red lips, boogers, Kool-Aid lips kid in high school, and that's Invader Zim fan high schooler with acne is the 9 seed. Mm-hmm. That's the 9 seed combo. Yeah. Now, was anyone here an Invader Zim fan with acne in high school? Okay.
Oh,
or middle school. That was elementary school for me. And I think that's probably the school kid. Invader Zim school kid with acne is probably the more accurate one.
No, ours was a high school girl. She was a girl. Loved Invader Zim. She wore fingerless gloves, and her name was Jimmy.
I love that.
No, it wasn't with like a G or an I at the end. It was just spelled J-I-M-M-Y.
See, I think the ultimate Invader Zim girl name would be Danielle, in my opinion, because we had three Danielles. All of them loved Invader Zim. They loved the little dog, Gurr.
Gurr, right? Gurr.
Yeah. Oh, they loved Gurr.
An awful name for a character. It's not a good name.
No, terrible.
Trucks, small dicks is the 8 seed.
I hate that stereotype because it ruined guys with big dicks who also like trucks. And big
it did. It's but it's
I feel
a
terrible
very,
for those guys.
It's a great
like
burn.
The big truck.
It's a great burn that if you're on the right side of big trucks and small dicks, it's a fantastic combo.
Now, when did that burn start? Was that age old or? Since the dawn of trucks, or
is that more? I don't know.
It's not the trucks as much as it is like the lift and the tires.
The suspension.
It's the extra step you have to take to modify it to make
literally, you need to take an extra step to get into it. because it's so lifted off the ground.
You gotta think that combination gave us truck nuts though too.
That's true, but you could have a low riding. You could be a cool truck guy with truck nuts. Mm-hmm. Like there's fishermen and stuff. Like that's a bad example, but like there's cool guys with truck nuts. I was just immediately thinking of a guy with a bunch of fishing poles in the back of like
there is truck. A fisherman watching. He's like, yes.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Everybody knows the cool fisherman with truck nuts.
That was a terrible example.
My only counter would be, is this the biggest small penis automobile combination? Because you could go loud car, you could go sports car. Like, is trucks the biggest combo for small penises?
I think it might be, because it's the most masculine presenting.
Yeah.
Right. And if you have like the diesel stacks, if you're rolling coal,
oh yeah,
you may not even have a penis.
Presenting, but yeah, small penis, sir.
Yeah, don't tread on me. I won't with your little ass dick.
Look, the 9-seed Invader, the kid in school who likes Invader Zim, who has acne, maybe not the most pop, but a well known, recognizable figure in school. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, their parents were always divorced.
Yep. Had to be required to watch.
You're a staple. People will point out in the yearbook, like, oh, that's the Invader Zim kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we need to specify the type of acne, because acne has overlap with a lot of different archetypes.
This was cystic.
Cystic.
Yeah, cystic specifically.
You couldn't pop it. It was deep within the flesh.
Underground. It was like a fucking volcano.
I ran out of characters to type this. That's why I just cut it off at with acne. what do we think here? Debating these two, pros and cons, which is the better combo?
Mm.
I'll start with Che.
Yeah.
Big trucks is like pretty up there, just because like there was a kid in my high school, Jack, and he drove like an actual monster truck to school.
That's cool. That's different. Actual monster trucks are very cool. Wait. If you took a grave digger to school,
confirmed monster truck.
It was a monster truck. Like
I don't believe that.
Like he had to climb on like the tires to get into his car.
No, if you drive like grave digger to school, you're sick. You're cool as hell. You have a massive penis. That's cool.
Just backing up over the teacher's car.
I would drive to Chase school every day and just plow over half the car to the parking lot.
I think there's a line you can get of where your truck is so big, your dick gets big too.
Yes, exactly. Like a point, you know, it's like a big bell graph. Yeah.
All right. So you're big trucks.
Bell curve.
Inverse bell.
Yeah.
Inverse bell.
All right. One vote for big trucks. I'll give the vote to Invader Zim kid. Coley?
Like, am I trying to pick what's. I guess my question is, am I picking like who I'd rather hang out with or what combination? The most
combination. Iconic combos.
Okay, yeah. I definitely think big truck, small dick is far more iconic. Though I do think the pimple-faced student, like, it's not always Invader Zim, but a show will continue as school continues throughout
the day. I had someone who dressed as the character's name Sailor Moon, but it's dressed as Sailor Moon every day.
Yeah. Sailor Moon is not the good comp here. Like Billy Mandy's a good comp here. Like a show like that. Like an off-putting show that's on Cartoon Network regularly.
Ken Jeong was the Sailor Moon kid.
Yeah, that's why I'm defending it so much. I was the guy dressed like a magician.
So yeah, I'm going trucks and Cox.
Ken Jack.
I think I'm gonna go trucks and Cox just because Invader Zim's like a spirit kind of thing, like Coley was saying, like that does carry across generations. But Truck Nuts, like it goes across all ages. I just kind of pick it for that. You know what I mean? Definitely more iconic.
Nick, you can give trucks the win.
I'm going to do exactly that, Jeff.
And you're wearing a camo hat. You're wearing a camo trucker hat tonight, it looks like, too.
Mm-hmm. Is it the trumpet?
Because I have a tiny penis, Jeff.
KB Owen, would you have voted Trumps?
I think what makes it so beautiful of a combination and like running joke is that the truck people have never tried to lean in. They've never leaned into the joke or tried to roll with it. They've always refuted it angrily.
All they have to do is show their dick.
No one has ever like laughed about that joke, like with everyone else. They've always gotten mad.
Big trucks, small dicks.
Wait, no, I have a real question. And I don't think that there's a defined answer for this. What classifies a small penis?
It's a small penis is a spectrum.
Right?
Even the biggest penises can be small.
It's fluid. Yeah. It's a fluid.
A big length dick on a small fluid. Guy will be a small dick on a big guy. You know what
That's
I mean?
True. It's yeah. If you're a grower, not a shower, and you got an average size hog or a big hog, then you don't have a small dick in my book. But if you got...
Are you in the market for a new vehicle?
I actually just bought a minivan. Thank you.
Five.
No, minivan is actually proof you have a dick because it means you fucked.
That is true.
Yep.
The five seed. This is
child is just a proof you have a dick.
Charlie. Yeah, but the minivan, as far as vehicular proof,
dick proof. Yeah. Yes,
vehicular dick.
Wait, that was actually a serious question. Do you guys? Is there like a defined answer for that?
That's for the end of the podcast. We're gonna get to the next matchup. The five seed is malls and soft pretzels / cookies. So malls, okay. And then Auntie Anne's, Wetzel's Pretzels, ooh. Great American Cookie. And the 12 seed, ooh, strong 12. This might see our first upset of the day. I can see the Facebook pictures reading this out. And that's college apartment pools and hot girls you don't talk to, the 12 seed.
I submitted this through years of trials. And it's the same every time. The hope is so strong. The excitement is so strong. And the execution and the final result is always the same.
Yeah. I lived in a college apartment and I was on the ground level right next to the pool. And so like I would be out on the patio and girls would come up to ask to use my bathroom and I still wouldn't speak to them. I'd be like, I'd nod. They would be in my home and I wouldn't talk to them. I had optimal real estate and I just wouldn't do it.
We would scout all of the local apartment pools and see how many girls were there before we made our decision. And then we'd just sit 12 feet from them and talk to each other.
You guys invented social distancing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so.
What's the best part about the 12 seed is that it doesn't matter what part of the country, what campus, how big of the school, the apartment always looked generally the same. The apartment complex and the pools, they all looked exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Same aesthetic. Yeah. The pool looked the same. It always looked, no matter when you saw it, it always looked 5 years old, that apartment complex. Like never really new, but also like, that was new like a couple classes ago. Good combo. And the other one, malls and soft pretzels and cookies, which that's a smell thing as much as it is. That's a thing you could enjoy if you don't buy one of those.
So Great American Cookie is in every mall I've ever been to. And I've never been to a Great American Cookie.
Oh, they're great.
That falls into like the nuts for nuts category where the smell's better than like buying it.
No, nuts for nuts. That is true because that is a phenomenal great smell. And I've never thought about buying nuts for nuts.
Oh, I used to buy those all the time.
Very roasted peanuts. Very good there. Yeah.
I'm very anti cookie cake just because what makes it cake? That it's big?
Frosting.
Combination of things. Frosting.
Cookies can have frosting.
Yeah, it's a cookie.
Yeah, Lofthouse cookies have that frosting.
Yeah, but like what size? I think we're talking size and we're talking frosting. Like I think it's more, can you cut it into a slice? You wouldn't do that with a standard individual.
You're saying that
skillet, right?
Skillet.
A pizookie.
That's not a cake.
Well, that's a pizza. That's
a big cookie.
It's a pizza cookie.
It's a pizza.
What do you think is the defining factor of a cake?
That it's a fucking cake.
Yeah, but what separates it from the rest?
Cake, the very simple definition. Cake is a form of sweet food made from flour, sugar, and other ingredients that is usually baked.
That sounds like a cookie.
So I'd argue all cookies are cakes.
We're not doing this.
I owe you an apology.
Or hot dog sandwiches?
What?
What?
Are donuts cakes?
Yeah.
Donuts are definitely cake adjacent.
Yeah. Are you asking to a fryer? Well.
Donuts are a form of a cake.
Yeah, they. I mean, they have cake donuts. Yeah.
But don't donuts get fried? They drop into the like oil, and then you take them out.
Some of them get baked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a lot of different donut. We can walk again. Add into the episode penis size and donuts.
We got to tell Che what a small penis is later. None of us know how to do it, so we keep pushing it off.
Do we have a preference on this first round matchup?
I lived the college pools and hot girls, and it's just like every single time you go out to the pool, you have these high hopes, but deep down, you know, it's never going to happen. And it's always like the same like type of girl. It's like, I think they just travel from pool to pool. I don't think they ever get talked to.
Oh, and y'all let you vote first, but you went to school in Rhode Island. I mean, did you just go to the ocean?
Yeah, no, we didn't have pool. We didn't go to the ocean, but so I would definitely go mall. That's like the first smell I associate with it. So
Nick and I haven't seen a pool. You can't have a pool in your hometown.
Yeah, that's true.
Owen's not voting for pools. So he doesn't know what they look like.
I can't fathom a pool.
Nick and I walked the mall in Owen's hometown. Nick and I spent like 3 hours there.
Yeah, that's right.
Nick left with a Pickle Rick body pillow. One vote for malls and soft pretzels cookies. KB, what's your vote?
I think the soft pretzel, it goes with other things just as strongly as malls, like arenas and like sporting events.
Not the Annie Ann's though. That's cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, it's a different soft pretzel.
Yes, but then Auntie Ann's has airports. I don't know. I submitted the one, so I'm biased.
Right. 1-1, Nick.
I'm strongly about the pools.
I'm going college pools and hot girls you don't talk to, because I think everybody can relate to that. Besides that.
What about girls lying out? Like, what? You can't do anything. They look too good. Like, they need to be in a compromising position.
Some guy who just got laid every time he went to the pool is listening and just shut this off. He's like, I don't get this. I don't connect.
So you had outdoor. You both had outdoor pools?
Yeah.
Several.
Yeah, we had them at UMass.
What were the seasons?
We would live there in the summer or late spring.
Yeah.
I specifically think of San Marcos Tech, Texas State. That's what I think of when I think of it. That's all they did was pool parties. Ken Jack, you were shaking your head. Seems like you're not into the pools.
I went to college in the Bronx, so I think having a pool is like a health hazard if you live off campus and extremely expensive. So not something I can relate to at all. And I don't think I ever saw one at a college I visited, like that a friend went to or anything. Yeah. So very unrelatable to me. So I'll have to pick malls and soft pretzels cookies.
All right, 2-2. Coley?
Yeah, I mean, we had pools at UMass as well, which is very strange to think about. Like I lived it, but I more am in line with Owen and Ken Jack. Like it does seem like a preposterous thing to have. And it's also a miracle you two, Nick and KB, ever mustered up the courage to speak to one another. but yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't even know, like people don't shop in malls for like items anymore. I feel like soft pretzels and cookies are the only things keeping them afloat in this day and age. So that's my vote.
Che.
And coming soon, they're going to have movie theater popcorn, which is going to be very exciting. But that smell is intoxicating. If I
breaking
had
news?
To be.
Wait, what do you mean they're going to have movie theater popcorn?
What?
What do you mean?
He's right.
Tell him, Che. Tell him.
He is right.
About the popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The movie popcorn is coming to malls, and it's going to be all up in your nostrils.
Yeah, AMC is going to do kiosks with just popcorn.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is.
So, Che, I see you're voting for the mall stuff.
Yeah. If I had to be, like, buried alive in a casket and my last few breaths, I would want it to be the mall. Like,
Nick, maybe this isn't as relatable as we thought it was.
I mean, I'll vote. I didn't go. But, again, this is, like, the logo for Texas State University is guys at the other side of a pool with hot chicks at an apartment complex. So that would have been my vote. But mall, soft pretzel, cook, that moves on. It's a great pick. Cuts, we've talked about it before. They don't compromise between style and comfort. You get both. GQ calls it the only shirt worth wearing. I love they always tell us, we need a new take on the t-shirt. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we did. Been around forever. Cuts is world famous for making shirts that look great, feel great as well.
We're going to try the S shirt.
Yeah, their shirts are awesome. And they also come like really, like when you get a Cuts clothing box, like you feel like James Bond. Like that's how James Bond gets his clothes.
It's very cool. It feels like it's a can delivered by Q or something. Yeah. It's like in a very cool packaging.
Designed to never take a day off. Commuting to the office on a date. Cuts joggers offer comfort. Never quits as well. Style never disappoints. Damian Lillard, Tim Tebow, Bryce Harper. They all wear Cuts clothing. Get 15% off your first order. Cuts, C-U-T-S, clothing.com/lights. Work leisure apparel for the sport of business. It's always fancy when you say leisure instead of leisure. That's cutsclothing.com/lights, 50% off your first order. Number four, the four seed. No upset yet. This is rare because usually the upset is what happens in this bracket. The four seed is Mario and Luigi.
Okay.
Shout out Ken Jack's Italian. So he's amped up right now. Love it.
You guys better all vote for it. My Italian ex buddies.
The 13 seed. I said Xbox Live and Mountain Dew.
Oh,
but I will say when I think Xbox Live and I think of a Mountain Dew, I think of LiveWire.
Didn't they do a promotion together
or Code Red?
It's all like the auxiliary Mountain Dews when I think Halo.
Never been a green Mountain Dew with Xbox.
Red, always red.
White out.
Red or orange. The LiveWire was big for 360.
LiveWire had methamphetamines in it. I just stuck to the soft stuff in Code Red.
I remember in like seventh grade, I want to say, I had a sleepover with my friends and we went out to 7-Eleven and got like, what's it called?
Code Red.
At like 2 a.m. and we posted pictures like with them passed out with Xbox controllers on us.
Yeah.
Owen has some of the funniest childhood pictures I've ever seen. It's hilarious.
He's a hilarious looking kid. And I don't know why.
My buddy would always have, back before, like even, I mean, shit, not even Xbox Live, when you would just play with your friends, like before you'd go online with Halo, and he'd always have Mountain Dew, he'd have Code Red, LiveWire, and he'd have Klondike bars.
Pretty strong sugar overload.
Yeah, healthy humans.
He was using the needler for sure.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a video game matchup. Mario and Luigi are a classic duo. They were in one of the worst movies of all time, but they were played by John Lasagna and Bob Hoskins.
Yep.
Rest in peace. You could pair Mario with Peach or Bowser. Like, there's other. It's not just those two anymore.
But I was going to argue, and still will, the best pairing. Best might not be the correct word here. Xbox Live and horrid racism.
That's what I was.
Okay, you took that. I was about if you're listening, you didn't see me point at Coley. I pointed at Coley as I thought he was going to say Wario and Waluigi, but he gave a completely different answer on that one.
But Wario, I believe, is racist.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Tough. Because there's so many like nostalgic things you can still do. Like you could log on to AOL Instant Messenger, right? Like think about the 2000s internet things we talked about. You could go illegally download music, but like you can still drink Mountain Dew, but like the rush of LiveWire as a kid, like that truly leaves when you grow up. Like you just don't, that's not a thing you can truly replicate anymore. At least to like, it's like purest form. It was a different time of gaming. I mean, also
imagine signing on to AIM in 2021. A complete wasteland. Only guy left us.
When I worked at Major League Baseball, we communicated on AIM in 2014. 2014. Don't go on
AIM anymore.
And then I got fired. They didn't like my screen name. Yeah, I got fired from Major League Baseball because I tweeted from the Cubs account that Jorge Soler hit his second career road homer. It was really his third.
Yeah, that's fireable.
Out of here. It's a baseball pun. You're out.
I thought you were getting saucy on like the Padres account.
I did get, I made some jokes. I made like bad I made Norm McDonald-esque jokes in the San Diego Padres. They didn't give a shit about that. And I mean, it's the Padres. They're San Diego. I'm going to vote Xbox Live and Mountain Dew. I think Mario's great. I think Luigi sucks. The best thing Luigi did was die that one time.
Oh, yeah. He got his soul sucked out.
Remember when he just died?
Wow.
They're like, a new trailer for Luigi. He dies. That's my vote. Che.
I mean, Luigi's number one.
Wait. Back up. Number one?
Of all the things Luigi isn't, he's not number one.
Do it again.
He's never been number one.
I'm a Luigi, number one.
What do you mean?
That's what he says.
When he wins a race.
You're thinking of Borat. That's what you're doing. That's the
No, I'm not. That's Mario Kart.
Your Luigi is very Borat-y.
It is.
It's a good Borat, is what it is.
It's a very good Borat.
Very offensive to Italians.
This is a true story. So I have a son, he's 3 years old. When we found out my wife was pregnant and discussing names, my first choice was Luigi.
No, it wasn't.
Luigi Che?
Che would have been kind of awesome. I'm going to be honest. Oh, I kind of like that.
Couldn't have been vetoed faster.
Yeah, I'm with
her. Oh, well, name him Vito instead. It was same Italian vibe.
I did grow up with Mario and Luigi, but Xbox Live and Mountain Dew, I mean, that's an iconic combination. Brings it back right to teenage college years, so I'm going to take that.
You wanted to name your son after this guy. You want to vote for him now?
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I mean, it wasn't necessarily named after the character. I just thought it was a sweet name. Go by Weege. Louie.
No, yeah, you certainly won't.
Luigi.
This is my son, Weege.
Weege Che.
Coley. Xbox Live Mountain Dew, dear Mario and Luigi.
I'm going Rio and Weege. Like, how could you not?
Rio and Weege.
Yeah, I'm going with the fellas. I'm going with everyone's favorites.
Rio and Weege.
Yeah, I mean, Luigi does suck. He sucks a lot. Not necessarily the name. I think he's done a lot of damage to the name, but you talk about the all-time, like, as mad as Scottie Pippen is at Michael Jordan, that's how mad Luigi should be at Mario. Like, Luigi's taller. I feel like he's getting a better fit off, and no one gives a fuck. Like,
Peach
he fights ghosts constantly. No one gives a shit. Everyone's still Team Mario, but still they make it work. So I'm going Mario and Luigi.
No, I'm right there with you, Coley. I'm going to side with you. I'm going to pick Rio and Weege for that exact same reason.
Oh, my gosh. Tied up 2-2, Nick.
I always wondered when I go into, like, Chinese buffets and they have, like, a cappuccino machine. It's like, who owns this place? And it's got to be somebody named Luigi Che.
Yeah.
I got to go Xbox Live and Mountain Dew, but Kyle made a good point. It's never the original Mountain Dew. It's always, like, a high voltage or something. And yeah. It's what it is.
The ultrasonic blue and shit.
Yeah. Right now, and Jeff, this was a conversation I meant to have with you well before this. Right now, Applebee's is peddling this blue Mountain Dew.
Yes.
It is absolutely just Pepsi blue. 1,000%.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's actually a great point. Wait, well, what are they selling the Mountain Dew with? What's the other product?
Oh, it's disgusting. It's the fuck. Isn't it the hot Cheeto like wings or some shit?
Yeah, we've convinced YouTuber Casey Neistat to get them with us next time he's in New York. So, full review on the way. Yeah, for both the drink and the chicken.
Then you can go rob his car.
Yeah, or break in New York, third world country. Nick, you voted for Livewire, Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
KB, you gonna give the win to that, or you gonna tie it up?
Yeah, I think it's Mountain Dew and Xbox Live. They just go so perfectly together, not just the consumption or the act, but the aesthetics as well. The 12-pack of the design of Mountain Dew and the neon green of Xbox and the gamer chair, it's perfect.
Owen, what would you have voted for? Same thing?
I would have said Xbox, yeah.
Xbox, moving on. Mario and Luigi, bite the dust.
Boy, I want race and hard racism to be in parentheses.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. It's implied, but I agree. I want it spelled out for people.
Yeah.
Next up, the 3 versus 14. This is a fucking, this is a very underseeded 14 seed, by the way. But the 3 seed is funny one. I like this. The 3 seed is grandmothers and their milky corner lips.
Yeah.
And they're going against the 14 seed, Star Wars fans and general disappointment.
Wow.
Which is two of the most synonymous things in the history of Hollywood now at this point. Grandmothers have KB, you submitted that one.
No, I didn't. But I hope it was Nick, sure.
You submitted grandmas and milk.
My grandma specifically.
No, I brought this up before. My grandma, if you count like that strand of spit, she hasn't opened her mouth technically in 15 years. Her mouth has not been opened.
Have you ever tried putting your finger through it?
No.
Possible.
Yeah.
It would sound like playing like a harp.
It's deep.
You pluck it. Yeah, it made a sound.
No, but the milky substance is like, I don't know what it is, but it's a buildup.
Science behind
death.
It.
Yeah. Death is coming to keep it permanently shut. That's the first strand of death.
It's an adhesive, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Coley, you're not a Star Wars fan, but you are fascinated by the culture, the names, and you submitted this one.
Yeah, well, I also submitted Eternal Disappointment, I believe, not just general. Because yeah, I'm a big fan of the discourse. Every time something new releases, the discourse that happens online is a sight. There's nothing, not NFL draft Twitter, not politics Twitter. There is nothing that gets people as angry as saying you like a Star Wars movie that everyone else agrees sucks out loud. People will dox you. They'll come to your house because the Star Wars fans like one thing and one thing only, and that's being extremely disappointed in the multi-billion dollar film that was just put out for them. What was the one that really pissed people off recently?
Last Jedi. I mean, both did. Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, people, you say a single positive thing about that, they're at your fucking throat.
I mean, there's Kenjack and I liked Last Jedi, and there's still people who invalidate every one of our other
movies. No matter what we say,
we liked Last Jedi.
We say, like, oh, I didn't love Eternals. It's like, hey, go fucking watch another Star Wars, you fucking geek bitch. It's like, it's the Last Jedi.
It's
important to note the people saying that to you are also Star Wars fans.
They're usually wearing a shirt with like George Lucas's face on it. they hate Star Wars fans hate stuff Star Wars so much they're now beginning to like the stuff they used to hate because they've run out of things to like. They're like, we don't have any, we got to go hate this. We got to like the stuff we used to hate.
Yeah,
dude.
However.
It's on Star Wars fans. Like a new project is like teased and they go in with zero skepticism. They think it's going to be saving the franchise and it never does. Like they just need to go in with maybe it could be bad.
They refused.
But on the other hand, Che, I'll let you give thoughts.
Mm.
Nothing like a milky corner lip of a grandmother.
I'm just thinking
milky
of
lip corner. Is that the proper way to say it, Nick?
I've always just called it milky substance.
The way that Nick and KB were describing it before makes me think of that scene from The Matrix where Agent Smith has Neo and he says, like, we'll lose the ability to speak. And it's just like his mouth like closing into a hole. I don't know. Star Wars fans and Eternal Disappointment. I kind of agree that it is pretty good just because they always get so hyped up. The trailers have so much hype behind them. The release during halftime.
People cry.
Yeah, Monday Night Football, they're like, here's like the numbers go up just because of this trailer release. And then they're like, man, this trailer looks like the best movie of all time. Then they buy the tickets, they see the movie, and they're like, that fucking was the biggest waste of 2.5 hours I've ever experienced.
They didn't do the thing that I wanted them to do. That's
that sounds like Star Wars fans, Jeff.
Yeah, they're all Black
t-shirt. It was like the 11th movie, and a woman opened her eyes after she may have died, and people were like, "Well, that's just unrealistic." Like, what are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, I just tweeted out Coley a pretty good Star Wars character name. Do you want to know what it is?
Burmo Slurb.
Close. It's a big guy that looks like a hammerhead shark. His name is Coleman Trevor.
Okay,
Coleman.
Yeah, I think you'd like him. Coleman. No, I think you'd like him. If you saw his face, you'd be very shocked.
Nick, what's the benefit of a? It's enjoyable to watch Star Wars fan discourse, especially if you're not a fan. What's the bonus of the milky substance in the corner of your elderly grandmother's lips?
It's timeless. Yeah, it's timeless. It's like I'm not looking at this as like the best combos. Like, they're the best combos in the sense that they're most iconic. And you're not a grandma until you have the milky substance.
I do have to say though, I had a late great grandmother who lived to 98, who I love very much, but her lips were so dry that they would actually shock me when she kissed me. I swear.
Do you like when someone gets baptized? To become a grandmother, you have to get like the milky substance put on your lips. Like, they have to have like a ceremony.
A permanent film, yeah.
Nobody knows what it is, and scientists like they don't. I don't either. Do they not want to spend the money, or they just not want to go there? Like, what? They haven't cured this. They don't know what it is.
It could be like those strawberry candies they have. It could be the sugar residue from those.
True. I've never in my life seen a grandma eat one of those candies.
No, that's not
what everyone wants to look at. For display.
Those are very good with the chewy centers.
They don't eat them. They eat them in private. They hoard them in their
I just imagine KB's grant like slaps it out of his hand, say only behind closed doors, Kyle.
Never in front of company.
They don't eat those around people. Oh, and you
said kind of unrelated, but did anybody else's grandma only let him fill up the bathtub like this much?
No, yes, the shallow is that.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of grandmas and pools,
pissed me off so much.
I have a great grandma.
The bottom of my thighs wet.
I have a great grandma that lived in Arizona, and we were like so hyped up to go visit her because she has an in-ground pool, and she had it filled with rocks when we got there. She didn't get it paved over; she just filled it with like gardening rocks, like the purple ones. I've never been so upset in my entire life.
my grandmother, who actually is likely listening to this because she's very tech savvy and she was excited about the Book of ABCs by Barstool today. So, but she still, love her to death, has an iPhone, has, you know, big techie. She still does one old person thing. And if you ask for a stick of gum, she'll rip it in half to save as many pieces as possible.
My grandma just took her hearing aid out and put it on the table, and then she forgot that she did it and thought it was a cashew and just chewed into it. My mom was so mad because we just saw her do it.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Owen, you seem to have an affinity for the milky substance. Is that your vote?
Yeah, I mean, I guess because I didn't have that much exposure to it myself, but yeah, I think it's good.
KB?
Shit, you guys kind of, I'm like ignorant to Star Wars discourse, but you sold me on it well. Yeah. I'm going the milky substance.
Okay, that's two for milky substance. Nick, that is your pick.
Right. Can you call them Star Wars fans if they hate the majority of it?
They are fans. The only real fan is Robbie Fox.
That's it.
Robbie likes them all.
I was going to say, like, are there Detroit Lions fans? If that's your argument,
yeah. Bro. No, I'm going against my submission.
You do need
Star Wars fans and disappointment.
2-1. Ken Jack.
I think I'm going to go with Star Wars fans and disappointment because it's everlasting. Your grandma, unfortunately, is not. Literally, Star Wars is going to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for sure going Star Wars. Nothing brings me. I get way more joy than any Star Wars fan has ever got from a Star Wars.
Che?
Interesting debate because which one is the better film, Star Wars film or the film on the list? I'm gonna go Star Wars and the disappointment. It is very satisfying. All right.
that's our first, excuse me, upset then. That moves on, takes down
Xbox Live and Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Second in a row. 13 and the 14 seed move on. The 6-11 is a titanic matchup. Titanic matchup. The 6 seed, submitted by not everyone, but mostly, tits and ass. 6 seed.
Oh, don't tell me.
Against the 11 seed, Dick and Balls. Against Dick and Balls.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The matchup.
In the first round?
Alabama LSU right here. This is unbelievable. Game of the century. Unbelievable. I don't want to open my fucking door. Jeez. Star Wars fans are banging down the door. Is it the chicken and the egg? Does the tits and ass matter?
Your grandma's going to be like, Jeff, when did you shout me out? And you'd be like, right before the chicken and
ass. This is usually where she shuts it off. Just like she usually shuts off the Brandon Walker episodes of Trivia. which are most. She's usually like, that's enough of that guy. it's not exactly a chicken or the egg thing, but they both serve their purpose for the other.
Sure, but I mean this in the straightest way possible. I'm probably dicking balls here. I think vicinity is key, and they're very close to each other. And tits and ass, that's leaving pussy out in the dark. And I
rightfully
think
so.
Is a key thing.
That's why I had written in left tit and right tit.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
better.
Pretty good combo. Not every pair of tits has an ass, and vice versa.
Yeah, but when they do.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, are we talking peak for peak, or are we just talking across the entire spectrum of dicks, balls, tits, and ass?
Oh, yeah, that is a good point.
I feel like we should figure this out.
Got to think about it, because like, which one do you want more? Because I have dick and balls. I want tits.
Get all
ass.
Four of these, sadly.
Yeah, no, here's the thing.
It's like, I do have all four.
Dick and balls.
But I want, I have bad tits and ass, and I want good tits and ass.
Was that all encompassing?
That's a good question. I guess the beauty's in the eye of the beholder for whoever's watching this, right? So, like, you can swap it around for whichever one.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want tits and ass if it weren't for your dick and balls.
I'm not trying to vote for like Nick's ass.
Yeah, neither am I. Specifically Nick's. Maybe Chase.
So you're voting for Nick's dick?
I think it's the best version of each in your eyes.
Ooh, man.
You ever see the Kate Upton cat daddy gif?
A lot.
Have I used the internet? Yeah.
what's the titan of each version? Like a period, it's the Kate Upton gif. It's what ass is the most mean?
Well, no,
ass.
I would say it's the Katy Perry Elmo T-shirt gif.
Well, boys, we're talking as a combo, and in the straightest way possible, I think tits and ass individually are both better when the other one is weaker. Like a small tits and a fat ass makes the fat ass
more appreciated.
I'm better.
Yeah,
vice versa.
Thank you for saying this in the straightest way. I would have hated it if you gave that up.
I didn't want to denounce tits and ass as a whole, but I kind of am.
Not that you don't need a dick and balls to like tits and ass. However, this whole panel, my assumption is we have both of those.
That's true.
Unless there's been all four. I didn't know that we almost had Luigi Che, so there could be some unknown things that we're not aware of here.
Luigi Che and his one testicle. Yeah.
That's why I said the chicken and the egg thing. Like, you kind of, I don't know. Like, I think snap reaction, would you take dick and balls over? Oh. But
I also
take
think we.
The dick.
Mm.
I think I'm voting 11 seed, but yeah, Coley, go ahead.
I think we cut off a very interesting conversation. Someone was trying to say like who has the best of each of these, and I really wanted to know what other people thought had the king balls of anyone
version of balls.
Okay, King Dick. I'm gonna go Orlando Bloom because I think that one picture of him with Katy Perry, ironically, is incredible. Yeah. Best balls is a different conversation. I don't know.
It's got to be Frank Gore. That's the only balls I can think of at the moment.
Yeah. Wait. Well, didn't Chris Jones, the Kansas City Chief, when he was drafted, his balls came out?
Combine, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, but like, that's right. Are the best balls big balls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Misconception.
Not long balls. Big balls. Difference.
Nah, me, KB, and Nick and Owen all saw a really big balls like a month ago.
Yeah. Those
best. That guy had issues sitting down.
The best balls?
I'm saying big balls are not the best balls.
Not the best.
Yeah, that guy, I don't know how that guy poops.
He hasn't pooped in years because his balls were too big.
Are the balls too big to poop?
Are the most famous balls a guy who doesn't even have to? Does Lance Armstrong have like the most written about balls?
I think he has the most famous scrotum.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
That's tough.
So I think
Campagnano.
I feel like if you also look at it from a pure objective beauty standpoint, tits and ass are way better to look at than dick and balls.
Definitely.
So
my point is, it's not an iconic combo.
It's an iconic four almost. It's like tit, ass cheek, ass cheek. So like it's a combo of combos.
Well, I think we got to vote.
They're never together.
Che, what's your vote?
You can't kitty fuck someone and have like the ass right there.
Ray Allen.
Vice versa.
Yeah, true.
Ray Allen, going, Ray Allen could crack that egg.
I think KB is just telling on himself for not being able to do big guy moves.
Wow. Big guy
move? Oh, that's a contortionist move.
Very easy. 6 seed. This should be the one seed. Not even a question. TNA all day.
I don't know. I feel like we got to respect the 11 seed.
Oh, I'm going 11 seed. No question.
I'm going dick and balls. Coley,
dick and balls, boys.
Wait, is anyone else going tits and ass?
I'm doing tits and ass. I'm definitely doing tits and ass. All right, tits and ass are better.
3-2, dick and balls. Nick?
I didn't want to be put in this situation. I wanted to be able to go tits and ass, even though if I didn't really mean it. But I got to go dick and balls.
So we're... That's a win for Dick and Owen. Where would you have stood?
I was gonna say tits and ass.
Tits and ass with a tough loss. That's a shot. That's a 6 seed that people thought would maybe win and gets bounced. Well,
whoever enjoys tits and ass simultaneously?
You can do it. Yeah, you can. Yeah, wow. Looking at them both at the same time
very easily.
Yeah. Try Kyle.
You ever seen a picture or a movie?
The 7 seed. The 7 seed. We got to move on. The 7 seed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, I forgot about feel. Like, you can grab an ass and look at tits.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
The game's buzzer. Over. You missed the buzzer beater. The game is over. 7 seed. Right, guys? White guys and podcasts is the 7 seed.
Yeah.
Against the 10 seed, being homesick and watching The Price is Right.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Which is typically the only time to, I mean, for a certain age, that's it.
11 a.m.
It's a holy grail of being homesick. It's like one of the, like, you just can't get that. But
cherry Jell-O, Gatorade fruit punch, Price is Right, bucket.
Saltines, ginger ale.
The thing is without white guys and podcasts, a lot of us just different, maybe not different job, like may still be here, but our lives are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Jack and I, absolutely.
Yeah. By default, I have to vote for white guys and podcasts. I got hired by Big Cat and PFT, white guys and podcasts, started this with Jeff, white guys and podcasts. All you guys here are basically white guys and podcasts. So have to do it.
Yeah.
No basically.
I'm giving Shay the benefit of the half. You know, we're like 85% white guys.
We're mostly white guys with podcasts.
Yeah.
Fair.
Owen, any thought on Price is Right and Homesick?
It was a good point. I mean, that's the only time you could watch it until you were like 17. So it is one in the same.
It,
so it's a strong combo.
It was much better with Barker, obviously. Duh. But still, it still hit. Even like if you work, even during like work from home, it's like, you know what? I'm gonna throw the Prices Right on. Why not just have it on? It's also, it hits the most before the NCAA tournament, I think, too. So just
now,
great,
now Prices Right is ruined.
Just getting used to the channel.
Yeah, CBS is just on from the night before.
You don't know how a Drew Carey guy, Kyle?
I think it's ruined because I can't watch it without being like conditioned to like start gagging and like go to the bathroom. I associate it with nausea.
You just vomit relentlessly when you watch Price is Right. Anyone else? I mean, White Guys with Podcasts, is that the winner here?
I mean, every white guy that's ever had more than two beers with their friends have discussed starting a podcast.
Yes.
I think there's more podcasts than listeners to podcasts.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a recent eclipse.
Yeah, I think yeah, it really was.
Recently, moved across the mark. So that's at least three. And anyone, I mean, is that across the board? Is anyone voting Price is Right and Homesick?
I would vote Price is Right and Homesick.
I think you submitted that one, right, Jay?
Kyle. I don't think I did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love Price is Right and Homesick, but I think, Kendrick, you said it. You just kind of have to pick White Guys with Podcasts here.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, a little more tame than Tits and Ass and Dick and Balls. The 2 seed Back to Food, Bacon and Eggs, the 2 seed.
Yeah.
You could say, I mean, that I think that includes bacon, egg, and cheese. Any bacon and eggs combo. And the 15 seed, typically found in wired bins at Walmart, multi-packs of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
I mean, not one, sometimes not two or three, sometimes four movies on one disc. Usually it's three good ones and then like Jack and Jill.
I was going to say always Jack and Jill.
Or Zohan. Yeah, typically that's the combo.
So I've never bought one of those. It's not multi-discs, is it?
No.
No,
it's one singular disc with many options.
What does that home screen look like?
Yes.
Just quick, I got my first sex talk after seeing Don't Mess with the Zohan.
A lot of sexual undertones in that movie.
His big thesis, there are overtones in that.
What was the big thesis he had? He said, if you have a fuck ton of pubes, then your dick looks big, which is so wrong, by the way. I tried it after watching that movie. Couldn't be more wrong. Terrible, terrible idea.
Bacon and Eggs is great, but I mean, these Adam Sandler packs define a whole section of big box chains to me. Like, you know the DVD set, you know the electronics section of Walmart is coming up when you see the wired basket of what are clearly only Adam Sandler's movies.
Well, there's one other person who gets this treatment, and it's almost as funny to me. They have a lot of Jason Statham.
True. Yeah. It's like The Bank Job and Transporter.
Yeah, and then several sequels to those that weren't good. Like, those are tougher because he was trying.
Is anyone not a bacon and eggs person? That's the same question with peanut butter and jelly. Anyone not do that combo?
I like salt more than bacon.
Kyle's probably not. I don't think.
What do you mean?
I thought you hated bacon. Links now.
Or patty, Nick.
I'm a Lynx man.
Yeah.
I thought you hated bacon now, Kyle.
I don't hate bacon.
Oh, okay. You
converted to Islam?
No, folly. I'm a cafeteria Muslim. I can't stress this enough.
Okay.
I was turned off from bacon. Remember like that weird like stretch of three years where everything was bacon or mustaches?
Avocado.
Yeah. Bacon. You know what that is? You know what that era was called? And I'm making this up right now. That was the epic mealtime era. Everything, bacon, everything. Shout out
to you. Do you guys remember the blue and white like gingham shirt that they called the bacon of shirts for a couple of years?
Why does that sound so hold on.
Why
was it called the bacon of shirts?
Because it was the same time bacon was like the only thing talked about. They just meant that it was a popular shirt. It was the bacon of shirts.
I think you've incepted that into my head, but that sounds so familiar.
You mean like bacon neck, how they made fun of like old undershirts?
No.
No.
Jordan. No, this is the bacon of shirts.
You found it?
I've never seen this, and I'm now convinced that I've seen it.
Reading a HuffPost article on it. Like everyone knows Owen's a big fan.
Yeah, I think Jeff, a tweet probably went viral with that in it, and I think we just saw the tweet but didn't click it.
Maybe.
What's the one thing you associate most with bacon neck t-shirts?
Michael Jordan and Hitler mustache.
Hitler mustache.
We all just said Hitler like five times within a matter of a second.
Which I love. That's a great marketing by Hanes that they found a way to associate the anti version of their shirt with Hitler.
Yeah.
Me and Kyle were talking about like Michael Jordan might be the only person whose pinnacle of fame is to where you can have a Hitler mustache and nobody says anything about it. Like walking onto set. I don't know if there's anybody else.
Are you gonna shave
The Rock? That? If The Rock had a Hitler mustache, I don't think anyone would say a word right now. They'd speak
right.
That's just right. Rock.
It would be so much more defined on The Rock. Like Jordan's kind of look like a shadow. Like I'm sure some people convince themselves, like, no, he certainly doesn't have a Hitler mustache.
That's my TV's got a weird thing going on here. Che, I'll start with you. Bacon and eggs.
Gotta go bacon and eggs. It wasn't bacon like pretty recently linked definitively to cancer, and people just don't care. They're just gonna eat it anyway. Bacon over everything, bacon and eggs.
Yeah, like bacon and eggs. So many combinations. No offense to that. I mean, I know I love the big daddy Happy Gilmore Water Boy Jack and Jill 4-pack. It's all four movies without any of the special features onto one disc. And it's usually $4.99.
That was too good of a combination.
That's true. Yeah. It's usually like completely different vibes, too, to be like Punch Drunk Love, The Water Boy, and then Sohan. Like,
who? Anglish and the Cobbler.
Yeah. Goalie.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who used to hit Best Buy and was always trying to grow his DVD collection pretty regularly, like there was no easier way to do it than these.
what a cheat code.
It really was. It was just like, oh yeah, I've got, and for a while there, they didn't really have a great home menu. So you would kind of just have to fast forward through the first two movies to get to the third one.
That's unbelievable. No. I didn't even realize that.
That was like the original, like, this is chaos. Because like the original ones, I don't think had enough like space on it to get a menu on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun time. I'm still going with the multi-packs.
Oh my God. Ken Jack.
Gotta go bacon and eggs, man. That's way more regular in my life now compared to multi-packs of Adam Sandler movies.
They still, by the way, they've moved these to iTunes. Like you can still buy
really
more 10 packs. Like they still have them on iTunes for very cheap.
Oh my gosh. Nick.
I'm going to go bacon and eggs, even though I'm, it's iconic. It's a staple. If somebody told me to draw a picture of breakfast, I'd draw bacon and eggs. But if they did, like, if they announced tomorrow that they were doing a DVD 2-pack of uncut gems and then 8 crazy nights, I would support it to Best Buy.
Tactical foul.
Like that split cover of just like those two together.
KB?
Dude, I don't even remember. I've never experienced these Sandler. They seem like fantastical to me. But the idea itself is like making me so excited. So I'm gonna go with Sandler, the Sandler combo.
Owen.
In devastating news, I looked it up. I did make that up about the bacon of shirts.
You should have ran with it.
I think, well, I guess my mom just like quoted that Huffington Post article a lot.
Bacon of shirt. Well, HuffPost is one of those things that is you will see on like a web ad. It'll be like, oh yeah, the bacon of shirts quoted in HuffPo.
Yeah,
sounds close enough to the Wizard of Fries to me. Too close.
Bacon of shirts. Bacon of shirts.
I'll go bacon and eggs though. Bacon, egg, and cheese. But yeah,
what does that push the wins? That push bacon and eggs over.
Oh, bacon and eggs one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one.
Okay, bacon and eggs. All right, so let's rip through these. This is the thing people say about this pod. They're like, you guys get to the next rounds, they don't know what to do. Yeah.
You go through.
yeah, you're right.
No. This one, we're going to figure out what a small penis is.
Yeah,
no.
True. We're going to get there.
This episode brought to you by Public Rec. You know what stinks? Traditional retail sizes. Medium. Well, what's a medium person? What's a large person? What's a small person? So many people, different size and heights, wearing the same size clothes. Doesn't make any sense. Pants are different. I went pants shopping recently. What a chore. So I got to check out Public Rec. They make elevated athleisure wear in multidimensional sizes. They believe in comfort, better fits being more important than anything else. Their best-selling all-day, everyday pant is available in over 40 different sizes. Can fit men anywhere from 5'8 to nearly 7 feet tall. Public Rec spent years engineering these things. Always a great thing to go with Public Rec, by the way. They really do have a true fit. If you know, you throw something on, you're like, all right, that's not too big, not too small. That's only Public Rec, because usually what you find is it's too big or too small. You're in between sizes. Everyone's in between sizes. That's a problem. Public Rec rarely has a discount too, but right now, anyone watching or listening, go to Public Rec, public, P-U-B-L-I-C, rec, R-E-C.com, and use promo code LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S, receive 10% off. That's public, rec, R-E-C.com, and use our promo code LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S, for 10% off. Let's get to at least get to the championship. We've made our big arguments for everything. But peanut butter and jelly against big trucks and small dicks. Does anyone have a very strong take, or do you want to vote?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it would be nice to get clarity on the small dick, but we can.
We'll get to dicks in a minute, Jay. Okay. Owen, vote for
PB&J.
KB.
I want to see big dick or big truck small dick make a run.
Nick.
I mean, being from where Kyle and I are from, there were so many lifted trucks. And they would like shift gears and shoot coal all over your car. It would have like a black film over the front.
And these guys were fucking like compulsively in seventh grade. So I think this is a coping mechanism for us.
It was a huge cope for us that like these guys not only had giant trucks and were fucking, albeit high schoolers, that we were just like, oh, they have small dicks. But yeah, I'm going to go with that.
All right. Ken Jack.
I'm not going for the same way. I mean, it's weird because it's a shared experience for people from West Virginia and Long Island, because people from Long Island thought they were hicks for some reason. So it's just it's something I grew up with, and I treasure that. Well, I guess what would you call it? Stereotype? Like, yeah. It's a correct stereotype. I love this one.
Yeah, you guys like culturally appropriate Southern culture in Suffolk.
Yeah, no, 100%. And people from Nassau think
that are. Your county doesn't. Nassau doesn't.
No, Nassau is like they think they're part of the city. They think they're Manhattan, but Suffolk, like, they think they're like the country.
That's absolutely fascinating. Coley,
you got to go trucks. You got to go big truck, small dick here. That's an all time iconic duo.
I want to see them face dick and balls.
They move on. Our vote doesn't matter. Che, who would you voted for?
The truck dicks.
That's right, because I forgot you had a monster truck guy steamroll the parking lot in high school. Mall pretzels and cookies against Xbox Live and Mountain Dew. That's a tough matchup.
That guy ramped all the school buses on the way to school.
Che, I'll let you get to go first.
The smell. It's the smell. You got to go with the mall cookies and Auntie Anne's.
All right, I'm gonna go Xbox Live and Mountain Dew. Coley.
Yeah, it's live. It's doing the do, and it's calling someone a word you don't really understand the gravity of.
Yeah. We just didn't know better.
I mean, we said it with hate. We said it with malice and hate, but we didn't know any better.
Ken Jack.
No, I completely agree with Coley. I mean, you gotta pick it. Doing the fucking do. Code Red specifically though.
Nick, are you moving it on?
No. I can play Xbox without Mountain Dew. I can't go to the mall without Auntie Anne's.
That's fair. All right. That's got two votes. Kyle?
I'm the opposite. I can go to the mall and just hit all the books. I can't play Xbox without a do.
You always said that, Kyle.
Oh, and what would your vote have been?
I would have voted for the Maul and Nanny Ann's.
Maul and Nanny Ann's does lose, though, with three votes. Next up, Star Wars fans in disappointment against Dick and Balls. Dick and Balls are moving on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is anyone voting for Star Wars fans in disappointment?
No, it's Chance.
Dick and Balls a little bit.
That's a big upset from Star Wars fans in disappointment. But Dick and Balls is, that's UCLA last year 11 seed. That is a terror right now.
Yeah.
Complete force. And it's going up against either White Guys in Podcasts or Bacon and Eggs.
Bacon and Eggs is the White Guys in Podcasts of breakfast.
Yeah. it is. It absolutely is. Does anyone have one strong opinion on one or the other?
Have you ever gotten the eye roll when somebody asks what you do and you're like, oh, I have a podcast?
Yeah.
I don't even like saying it. Told that person that.
See, now I've changed it to now where it's less embarrassing to just say I'm a blogger. It's more socially acceptable to say that than to say you have a podcast.
I do think there's a difference, though, and people listening to this with their podcasts are going to be furious. But like when you get paid to do it versus when you do it to no one, I feel like there is a difference there.
Sure. But this our definition here encompasses everything.
Right, which is why I'm voting for bacon and eggs.
toss your vote in, Owen. One for bacon and eggs. What's your vote, Owen?
White Guys and Podcasts.
KB?
Nobody does it better.
Yeah, I'm going to go White Guys and Podcasts.
Nick?
Right. There's other options for breakfast. There's no other options for white men. So I'm going White Guys and Podcasts.
Three for that. Ken, Jack?
Yep, same thing.
All right, and the final four before we debate the championship, Big Trucks and Small Dicks against Xbox Live and Mountain Dew. That comes from the same era. That's Bird and that's Magic and Bird right there.
It is Magic and Bird.
Those are, yeah. I don't. That's tough, Che. I'll let you start it out. You're the big. Give your pitch again for Big Trucks and Small Dicks.
It's just it's when you think about when I think about Big Trucks, I think about Jack Joyce rolling in with his purple monster truck. And me just being so like, cool. How are you parking that?
This isn't real.
It's Jack Joyce.
Jack Joyce?
That's so cool.
I just imagine every morning at 7:30, the whole school's lined up cheering as he rolls in.
Jack Joyce. He's just the coolest guy. He always had a toothpick in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a leather jacket like you wouldn't believe. It was so rugged.
Yeah, but he never wore it. It was just always over his shoulder.
My mental picture of him, so he's a nice kid. Buzz cut. I feel like he was always wearing like a white undershirt.
Yes.
Not strip clothing, but yeah, just popped out fucking monster truck. It can't be legal, but he parked in like 2 hour parking every day. I have no idea what his penis looked like though.
So
like,
Che, this wasn't just a jacked up truck. This was a monster truck.
If he had a legitimate monster truck.
Like, yes. The difference is huge between a lifted truck and a monster truck.
It was a monster truck. The wheels were bigger than me.
I just love the idea he's just rolling in Gravedigger.
Was his car 10 feet in the air?
Just rolling up.
It was probably like 7 or 8 feet. That's very close. Very close.
Dude, that guy rocks.
The body of the truck was a little bit thinner, but like it is very, very close replica to that.
Unbelievable! They allowed that.
That had to have been in the like. There has to be many photos of this. There's no chance this.
I mean, I graduated in 2004. Camera phones were like.
No. Like a professional photographer had to like this. Had to be in the yearbook if it was.
It had to have been in the yearbook.
It was purple.
It was purple.
Yeah, just like you know how you do superlatives, like coolest motherfucker to ever.
Biggest dick.
Yes. Jack Joyce.
And that's so cool.
Full page spread in the middle.
That's funny. I have like literally zero relationship with him. I like barely know him at all. So it'll be funny. I hope this actually makes its way to
your Facebook friend. You got to reach out for a picture.
I don't even know.
Jack
Joyce. Jack Joyce on the show.
I don't even know where he went to college. I know nothing about him aside.
I'd like
him.
To. I mean,
this has to move on, right? Are we even going to vote?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew at Xbox Live is great, but Jack Joyce is a whole nother level. And then finally, this one, this is like UCLA USC right here. Dick and balls against white guys in podcasts.
Wait, Che, real quick, I think I may have found him. Would he live in right now?
I have no idea. His dad is a church singer, has a marvelous voice.
Yeah,
that's okay. All I know about him.
Hot wife.
All right, what's the vote here on white guys and podcasts and dick and balls?
You can't have one without the other.
Well, no, what I was going to say is
podcast about dick and balls.
I think we've proven to an extreme degree that white guys with podcasts can't do it without talking about dick and balls.
No.
Yeah.
That's, there it is. Okay. That's an immediate win. That moves on by default.
Yeah.
And in the championship, we have the matchup that we probably should have knew was going to happen. Big trucks and small dicks and dick and balls. Which, I mean, technically, you can't have one without the other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
But Jack Joyce.
Can we define
conflating Jack Joyce and his cool ass monster truck with these monster guys truck with does not lifted count trucks and does. Tiny hammers?
Nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Do we change it to James Joyce and his purple truck?
I mean, yeah, he's the real winner in all this.
Yeah, he's coming out the winner.
No one will understand that once this gets posted on the main graphic. If we do that, I think we need to stick to basics.
Well, it's still on Instagram. It's still gonna say the main thing. So this just for the sake of this show. We could just award it to Che's friend from high school.
Jack Joyce.
Listen, Steven made it very clear. They're not friends. That's how cool this guy is. Just a guy.
That shows how cool he is. He's not friends with Che.
I don't believe this. And you're a believable guy. I believe everything you say.
I'm texting my buddy who keeps in contact with a lot of people from high school right now. It's 11-11 right now. I can't verify he'll get back to me, but I just asked him to confirm it.
If you're a high school student who drives a monster truck, then you're the coolest. No matter who you are.
Monster truck.
It was very cool.
Did he ever run things over or run over other cars?
He was a very poor kid.
Constantly exploding.
He got an absolute nuisance.
My high school parking lot, I went to school with a shitload of people, so the parking lot was pretty tight in terms of space. You would have if he would have drove that into the parking lot, he would have absolutely rolled over cars every morning. I mean, do you have like a
I'm imagining
it was sweet street parking.
Steven, did you have the name at a drive-thru?
Earlier, I think I'm the only one who heard it. Smart car.
Earlier, he said he parked in two-hour parking.
Yeah.
It had to have taken up like two lanes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. Imagine
this guy stepping off the monster truck, putting the quarters in, then all the way back up to put the ticket in the window.
It's so cool.
It was like the suburban signs. Like, it wasn't a meter. So you can kind of get away from it.
Oh, this guy doesn't pay for parking regardless. Like, there used to be a meter there until he fucking ran it over one day.
Oh, man.
I'm really trying hard to find this guy.
Jack Joyce.
All right, so here's how we're going to do this. You can vote for three things. You can vote for big trucks and small dicks, dick and balls, or Stephen Che's high school classmate, Jack Joyce.
He's so cool.
Jack Joyce and his monster truck.
All right, I have mutual friends with him on Facebook. He looks very different now.
Well, that was high school, Che.
You're 38.
Yeah, it doesn't really say anything about where he lives, so I can't verify anything. But I'm 100% positive it was a monster truck, and it was purple.
Who are you voting for? Are you voting for your classmate or one of the other two options?
This is going to get to him, so I'm going to vote for Jack Joyce.
I'm also voting for Jack Joyce and his monster truck, his purple monster truck, Coley.
I would like to vote for JJ and his magic truck, but if later down the road we get visual evidence and this was just some terrible truck, Wait.
I
reserve the right.
We will strip him of his title if it turns out it's just a big truck.
Oh well, mm-hmm. I'll go to his house. I'll go to his fucking house. I swear.
I guess before we get into what defines a small penis, what defines a monster truck? The tires were bigger than me.
Again, yeah. If they were, we're gonna measure you next to these tires.
I think you know when you see it.
Yeah, we'll know. Yes.
Okay.
And the same thing with the penis.
Yes, true.
Coley, what's your vote then, Jack?
Yeah, again, assuming it's a true story, it's JJ and a fucking blowout. If not, dick and balls.
Ken, Jack?
Gotta go with fucking Jack Joyce. I mean, he sounds like the coolest guy I love. I can't wait to see a picture of him.
That's going to be the win for Jack Joyce. Nick Owen, KB, would you have voted for Jack?
Yes. Or-
Jack Joyce drove a monster truck.
So that's the winner of best combinations is this guy Che went to high school with named Jack Joyce and his purple monster truck.
Even though we established he actually has a big penis, which we've established.
Oh, that guy's got a fucking anaconda.
There was a 100% chance that the second Coley joined this podcast, the winning thing on the bracket wasn't even on there until the championship match. That just aligns perfectly.
The most confusing bracket to see.
I will allow 5 minutes for this small penis conversation. And that's it. I'm capping it at 5 minutes, Jay. Ask away.
I don't know. I literally don't know the answer to this. What classifies a small penis? Like,
I would say Google average penis for your race, and that's the over under.
Hmm. Nope. Let's talk it out.
No. All right.
If you don't know the answer, how can you know my answer's wrong?
Jay,
I don't know your answer's wrong.
Can you identify a big penis?
I feel like I've almost exclusively seen it because where else am I seeing dick?
I feel like we're casting directors. I've never seen a small one in my life.
Have you ever seen one that looked like yours?
Yeah. I'm not saying that I necessarily have a small penis, but like I honestly, who knows?
You very well could.
It's functional. No. I mean, it's not like crazy different from the films that I've seen. So I feel like I'm right kind of in the meat of it, but
is it right in the meat of it?
You shouldn't get dick size from corn. That's a bad way to go about it.
Exactly. So that's my only frame of reference. So fill me in. I feel like the funniest way to do this would be like Final Jeopardy, where everyone just held up an answer about what they think is the acceptable cutoff size.
You want a number from us?
But you're not asking acceptable. You're asking small.
You're asking what a small dick is.
I have no idea.
If you have no idea, there's a non-zero chance, like you may have a small penis.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
we need to see your penis now. I don't know what else you want me to say?
You're going to have to just show it off.
Yeah, slam it on the table.
Here, I found one for you, Che. Can you see it?
No, because Little Richard. Very good.
A picture of Little Richard. That's it. We'll think about our next
one. That was 2 minutes, Lo. We got 3 more minutes.
we can start thinking of our next bracket. I think we'll have 2 more the rest of this year. And then we'll be back in January. I think that's how that lines up. Of the bracket. Still LCB because, you know, they keep releasing movies. It's crazy.
Yeah. It didn't for a while.
There was a while where they just weren't. All right. Fine. Anyone have an early idea for... Anyway, I don't have any honorable mentions. There was one honorable mention that I didn't put in there because it just... I know the second look, let's call a spade a spade. Great engagement for this podcast, putting our brackets on the Barstool Instagram page. It's done absolute just wild numbers. And there is one that I just knew I was going to be asked to change, or borderline enough, but I will allow Ken Jack to throw it out there.
Oh, it was girls with massive gums and being engaged slash married. It's like the ultimate yeah. 1-2 combo. It's like it's like one of those stereotypes, almost like the big truck, tiny balls thing. Like that could not be true. It's 100% success rate with big gums and being engaged or married. 100%.
There was no version of that picture for the graphic. And I even
there's one.
No, there's one. I know one because I've used it before.
One.
WikiHow. It's like WikiHow.
Yeah. Kool-Aid Lips was even really pushing it at one point. And so I was like, I'll be bad. Anyone else have any honorable mentions?
I had the elderly and Buick LeSabres.
They love Buicks and Lincoln. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Cadillacs too. What's the Cadillac my grandfather had? What the fuck?
Oldsmobile, which is ironic.
Yeah.
Damn.
Burgers and fries.
Yeah, burgers and fries, obviously a classic one. Yeah. Fuck. What's that? What's the classic Cadillac? I don't know. I'm not a fucking gearhead. What the fuck?
I didn't know the complete temperature we were going for. So I put my brain back into the basketball shit. We had fictional debates. So I had a lot of wild ones that I'm not even going to say here.
I had
Paula Poundstone and restraining orders from Build-A-Bear.
You can say your last one. Just say your last.
I can't remember the other one.
Tony Stewart and pedestrians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a 99.9% success rate with
that. That's it. Thank you for presenting sponsor Waterbird. Two more episodes, like I said. Rest of 2021, we got to go find pictures of small dicks for Stephen Che.
How's that going to work on the Instagram logo?
We're going to open up our group chat. It's going to be Che just sending a picture of his dick. Just like, hey, God, all right, let's just get it out of the way. That's it. We'll talk to you next time.